As well, now we are on our way. It's a very long journey and we actually had to stop over at a place at night, and inshallah azza wa jal, we are heading towards a place called Kasungu in Malawi in Africa, and inshallah azza wa jal, we will show you Eid in African villages, how African villages are. We will try and share the smiles to the people in the African villages, and inshallah try that they are prepared for Eid as well. And if possible, we will also show you the excitement they have for Eid, inshallah azza wa jal. And also, what is the difference between a normal lifestyle and a lifestyle of an African village, inshallah azza wa jal. But for now, I have a message. And that message is that where we are going is not a nearby location. It's in a very long distance, hours by road, Allahu Akbar. But subhanallah azza wa jal, look at the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, that we are traveling very comfortably. Subhanallah, if you look back in the days, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba ikram, they did not have all these modern means of transportation. Their transportation was on horses, was on camels, was on foot, and they traveled long distances. They traveled for hajj, they traveled for umrah, they went to so many places. Subhanallah azza wa jal. If you look into the northern African countries, if you look into the Asian countries, you look into the European countries, many places in the world, in fact in South Africa as well, we find the mazarat of awliya Allah. At many places like Turkey, we find the mazarat of sahaba ikram. How did they get there? Allahu Akbar, they did not travel by flight or something. They did not drive or something. But subhanallah azza wa jal, they got to such places for the preaching of Quran and Sunnah, for neki ki dawat, for call towards righteousness. And subhanallah, Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah gives us this beautiful mindset that we have to give call towards righteousness. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So let's try on our capacity, wherever we can, we do carry out the call towards righteousness, inshallah. So we will, inshallah, show you how Eid is in African villages, how the excitement is in the African villages, and what are we going to do there. Inshallah, stay tuned with us. You will be there very soon through Madani Channel. That's a gift from Rabbul Alameen. For the fasting morning, that's a gift from Rabbul Alameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, now we are heading towards the water source, where this people of the village get the water from. Inshallah, we will show you those clips as well. We will show you how the water is and how their lives are. Allahu Akbar. First of all, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and along with that, help them inshallah ta'ala. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. We have come here to basically share the happiness of Eid with the people of the village. But unfortunately, it looks like we are also sharing the sadness. This is a location, this is a place where the population is approximately 96,000 people. Yes, 96,000 people. And do you know where do they get the water from? They are taking water from here. This is a natural water source. It is quite deep as well. But it's dirty, no process at all, no facility at all. And how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Really, we can never count the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, if you count the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall never be able to succeed in counting the blessings of Allah ta'ala. For the fasting morning. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the Wembe village in Kasungu, Malawi, Africa. Eden African villages. It is quite sad. It is quite strange as well. And it sometimes, you know, makes our hearts sink as well. That Eid is the day of rejoicing. And they have the manners of rejoicing. But Allahu Akbar, ordinary things for us, which we enjoy on a daily basis, are like Eid luxury for them. Allahu Akbar. Clean water is a luxury. Can you imagine? Clean water is a luxury. So subhanallah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are in this beautiful, unique Eid special silsila. And the intention behind this Eid special silsila is to show the different colors of Eid, different styles of Eid, different variations of Eid, different flavors of Eid, different varieties of Eid, different kinds of Eid, Eid of the city, Eid of the villages. So this is the Eid in the African villages. We should be really thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all sorts of facilities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every kind of luxury. Allahu Akbar. But yet we ask for more. What they ask for is clean water. MashaAllah, what an experience with the children. The small, young children. Allahu Akbar. And in this state, the amazing part is they're happy. They are rejoicing. They're enjoying, they're welcoming Eid al-Fitr. They are waiting for it, subhanallah azza wa jal. They are happy in their life. They are happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Yes, they have needs. They have needs and genuine needs. But subhanallah, they're happy on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them. Let us also be happy on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and whenever possible, let's try to spend time in such areas. This is very good for our realization. This is very good for us to ponder and think about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a lot more to come. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's take you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. I really enjoyed in the Wembe village of Kasungu.
Yeah.
But obviously we have come here for Eid celebrations and to see what is the excitement for Eid. Okay. So how do you celebrate Eid here? If you can tell the viewers of Madani channel, if you can tell the viewers of the silsila of the program Eid in African villages.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah for asking me how we celebrate Eid in this area. The celebration of Eid is just one of the popular celebrations for Muslims. You know, Muslims have two celebrations. It's only the first Eid and the other Eid, that's Eid al-Adha. So when we are celebrating that Eid, we feel very excited, so that Allah has answered our prayers with hope. So whatever we are trying to request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we appreciate that everything has been received.
Are people sad that Ramadan is going?
People are not happy that Ramadan is going, because during the time of Ramadan, people are always, they steadfast and they leave whatever they do, something. So they always make sure that they are doing everything good. So, right.
But at the very same time, while they are sad, they are also happy that it is coming.
They want to be happy that it is coming. That's surprising. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the very same time, they're sad also, they're happy also.
Yeah.
A blessing is going, but yet another blessing of Allah Ta'ala is coming. Can you please tell me, what do you cook during Eid?
Yeah, especially Muslims, we are very happy to eat when we eat rice with chicken, rice with beef, and the other food like soft drinks. It's part of the food we eat during our
celebrations. What do the children do Eid days?
The children, they prefer like you have just done, because you I saw you distributing some biscuits, sweets, so children were very happy.
So alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala bless you for Eid, may Allah Ta'ala bless us all on the day of Eid, inshallah Ta'ala. May our ibadat, our worships in the month of Ramadan be accepted, inshallah. Very happy to hear from you. Jazakallah
khairan to inshallah. And I'm also pleased that you came here and everyone is happy, as you have just seen. Maybe they will also see some from the pictures.
This is the team of Madani Channel.
Inshallah.
Okay, you can say
Madani Channel.
Madani Channel.
Okay.
You watch Madani Channel.
I usually watch it.
You watch Madani Channel.
Yes,
mashallah. Which, what is your favorite program on Madani Channel?
Yeah, Madani Channel, when they come on preaching, I normally stay there and listen to that program.
Okay, have you seen the Sheikh with the white beard? Sheikh Ilyas Qadri.
Ilyas Qadri, yes. With the green
hijab. Yeah, very good, mashallah.
I normally watch that channel.
So you love Maulana Ilyas Qadri?
Especially that one.
So we can both say, we love Maulana Ilyas Qadri.
We love Maulana Ilyas Qadri.
We love Madani Channel.
We love Madani Channel.
Alhamdulillah, we have another Islamic brother here, and his name is also Usman. Mashallah, my name is Usman, his name is Usman. I am Usman Madani. You are?
I'm Osman Sangala.
Osman Sangala.
Osman, you know, Hussein Sangala.
Osman Hussein Sangala.
Good.
But Sangala, in the Chichewa language, Sangalala means happy.
Happiness.
So I can say Osman is happy.
Good.
Mashallah. This is our Uncle Osman, mashallah. So Uncle Osman, I will ask you, how do you enjoy the day of Eid?
Well, there are so many ways of enjoying Eid. But I think this year's Eid, I don't want to say about the past Eid. I want to say about
this Eid.
This Eid, this coming Eid. I think we'll enjoy more than we used to.
Why?
Because of your presence here.
Oh, mashallah, jazakallahu khairan.
Because of your gifts.
But what have you planned for Eid? What will you do on the Eid day?
I just planned to invite some friends and talk about Allah.
Mashallah. What are your favorite dishes on Eid? What do you eat on Eid day?
Chicken.
Chicken. You love chicken?
I love chicken, but I don't have chicken. I just love it.
No, you will have chicken, inshallah, as well. You will have it.
Oh, yes, I love
rice.
It.
You like rice as well?
Very, very, very.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite dish is, I wish I had Indian dish.
Indian dish? You love Indian food?
I love Indian dish.
You like spices?
Yes, spices, but that's unfortunately, they are very far away from me.
Oh, no, inshallah, you will get.
Maybe
Allah Ta'ala make this village
into
developed city, inshallah. The viewers of Madani Channel are watching you. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Mr. Usman Hussein Sangala is being watched by the viewers of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's
Azza
great. That's
anything,
great.
Anything about Dawat-e Islami or your today's experience, will you like to share to the viewers of Madani Channel?
Yes. This is a very rare experience. This is very, very rare indeed.
You love that we celebrate.
Yes, I love that.
Came here to welcome Eid for you.
Yes.
You love that we came here to welcome Eid.
I don't know what I can say. I don't know how I can express myself of your coming here.
Allahu Akbar.
As I have already said, there have been so many Eids past, gone. But to this Eid, this coming Eid, I think he was so delighted.
MashaAllah. Eid Mubarak, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Eid Mubarak to you, mashallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan. Jazakallah. Jazakallah.
May Allah bless you.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.